Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
It's one of my favorite websites. It's informative and it's a lot of fun. Founded by Edgar Dvorsky, ConsumerWorld.org is an internet consumer resource guide, and its sister website, MousePrint, well, it takes a look at the fine print, and boy, will some of it surprise you. We're going to talk about those websites today. We're also going to talk about when a sale isn't really a sale, how to rent a car, and how to get through that fine print. Edgar is a former Assistant Attorney General for Consumer Protection in Massachusetts and a good friend. Edgar, it's so nice to have you on Of Consuming Interest.
Well, thank you, Shirley, for having me. My pleasure.
Now, you've just done all kinds of interesting things lately. Let's start out by talking about the one that I alluded to, when a sale isn't a sale. Oh, I forgot to mention also, we're going to talk about infomercials and what you need to know. So anyway, tell me about this recent study on when a sale isn't really a sale.
Well, Consumers Checkbook did this almost year-long. They spent 9 or 10 months tracking prices from Sears, Kohl's, Macy's, Best Buy, Home Depot, Target, Costco, and Amazon. They left out JCPenney, which they probably should have included. And they went to the website, made a list of, you know, maybe 8 to 10 items at each of those stores, and every week went back to see, were they on sale? Now, taking a step back from this, everybody loves a bargain, right?
Oh, you, love you it,
see
absolutely.
An item, and they say it's on sale, it's 50% off, it's 30% off, get an extra $10 off, you know, today only. And that motivates people because who doesn't like to save money? But they wanted to see, are these savings claims legitimate? So if Sears says this refrigerator is normally $1,299 and it's on sale for $899, you know, are you really saving $400? So they have their market basket of items from these 8 chains, and they went back every week, you know, for roughly 40 weeks or so, to check the prices. And guess what happened? They found that in many cases at Sears, Kohl's, and Macy's, the item was either always on sale or almost always on sale. So to give you an example, at Sears, they looked at a riding mower, a Craftsman riding mower, and they checked it for something like 44 weeks. 98% of the weeks, it was on sale.
That
means
goodness.
When you see, you know, the regular price of $459, it almost never sold for $459. It sold for as little as $287. So were you really saving $200? Well, if it never sold for that high regular price, where's the savings? And they looked at a KitchenAid mixer, a stand mixer. 44 weeks in a row, it was always on sale. It never sold for the so-called regular price of $389 or $419. So basically the savings were illusory. Similar things at Kohl's. And, you know, I can speak from personal experience with respect to Kohl's because, you know, a dozen years ago, I tracked prices at Kohl's, you know, up here in Massachusetts. And I looked at items for 103 days in a row, checking the items. It turned out the average item was on sale 85% of the time. Can you imagine 85% of the time? But consumers get motivated, right? You see
right.
It says originally this price or list price that or regularly that price. Well, there's no urgency in many cases at these stores to go running for the sale price.
You know, Edgar, I think most of us tend to believe those sale signs. I mean, I do. I look at it. And I don't really think, well, has that been on sale all year? I mean, I guess I should. But let me ask you a question now. You're going back to something like this mixer. That would be something that you could go online and check prices and see what it is at other stores. Now, did Consumer Checkbook look at whether or not the prices at Sears or Kohl's, for example, were offering this item? Were those prices actually better than prices at where you could buy it somewhere else?
They did a separate group of items for each store.
Okay.
Because in many cases, you're not going to find the same item at all stores. So they took a discrete group of items. They didn't do a comparison across stores for the same item.
What I find when I was shopping for a mattress is that you could never compare mattress prices at various stores because one brand would have a different number here and then a different number at some other store.
Isn't that a good racket?
Oh my goodness, I could never understand how this could be. But you'd look at the mattress, it looked exactly the same, but when you started thinking, when you started checking around, and you know me, Edgar, I shop around.
Right.
I found out it was almost impossible to find
out. You have to compare for mattresses. You have to compare based on specs.
Yeah,
so
I guess that's
how,
it. Right.
How many springs, how many layers
right.
of yeah. foam are in it.
I didn't mean to digress, and I do apologize, yeah. but it was just frustrating to me, and I'm sure consumers are sitting out here thinking the same thing. But there are some products you can check. So tell me, so what was the final result when they did check
some? The final result was there were some better stores. Target, for example, was one of the better stores, even though they had some items, you know, were on sale as much as 47%. But I will tell you from personal experience, I think Target is the most honest of retailers when it comes to promoting sale items. When you pick up that Sunday circular and you see, you know, let's say a blender is on sale, it wasn't that sale price the day before, and when the sale is over next Saturday, that price ends. You come in a day late, it has gone back to the regular
yeah.
price.
Well, that's how it's
supposed to work.
That's right. That's a real sale.
That's how it's supposed to work. But the other stores weren't so good. I'll tell you a quick story about JCPenney. A few years ago, JCPenney got a new president, and he went in and he looked at the prices and said, you know, we're fooling consumers here. We put these artificially high prices on goods, and we always sell them at discount. I want to be straight with our customers. We are going to lower prices to everyday low prices, and occasionally we'll have a sale, a discount here and a discount there. He wanted to play it honest. And what happened in the marketplace? Consumers fled the store.
Isn't that incredible?
They were so habituated into seeing 50% off and 40% off and take a third off this and an extra $10 off that, his sales dropped. Ultimately, he had to resign or he was fired. And they went in, the sales clerks were directed, go take every ticket and mark it up. We're going back, and we're going to offer discounts on most of the merchandise most of the time.
That's incredible.
And I actually, you know, went into a store, and you could see a T-shirt that was $10, now had a $20 sticker on it, but lo and behold, it's 50% off. And guess what happened? Sales increased.
Went back up.
Consumers love to be fooled.
That's right. Well, let's just take a brief pause here and let our listeners know that they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Edgar Dvorsky. Edgar has a long history of being a consumer advocate. He's a former assistant attorney general for consumer protection in the state of Massachusetts. And his website, consumerworld.org, is absolutely one of my favorite places to go. And mouseprint.org, which tells you about all the fine print. I love mouse print, Edgar, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
I love the name of it. I love your little icon. I just love it. It is so much fun because it's when we're fooled by the fine print. But at any rate, yes, a sale is not always a sale. And if you see
right.
a company having sales all the time, you may want to question it. Say something to them. Tell them you don't believe it's a sale. I mean, when did it last go on sale for that price? Be
and
your own consumer advocate.
You've got to be your own price detective.
Mm-hmm.
Develop a price consciousness. Track the item. Do comparisons yourself. See what that mixer sells for at a variety of stores. You know, if you need something today, unfortunately, I'm afraid you're going to get screwed because
mm-hmm.
prices kind of have a pattern of going up and going down. You need to kind of strike when the iron is hot.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you know prices and have watched them for a while, you're not going to recognize when you get really a legitimate bargain. So you really have to do your homework.
Well, I totally, totally agree. Okay, so now let's move on to one of my other favorite subjects is the infomercials. Infomercials. Boy. Now, this is an area where call for action gets a lot of complaints for consumers who've purchased some online. Well, actually, they don't think they've purchased it. They are told they're going to get a trial offer. So they go on, they call the company or go online, and the company says, well, in order for us to give you this free product, you're going to have to give us your credit card. And, you know, we'll just send you this free one, and you don't have any obligation to take any more. Well, what consumers have found, at least in our experience, Edgar, is that when they try to stop the delivery of these products, because you're actually signing up for a service, you're actually signing up for monthly products or every other month or whatever. Is that the experience that you've had with some of these infomercials?
It certainly has. I'm not going to name the name of the product, but there are some acne medicines or lotions that you put on your face if you're a young person with acne. There are some hair care products. And they say, oh, $19.95 and, you know, free shipping and handling or whatever, or plus shipping and handling, which makes it worse. That's a whole separate issue we'll get into in a minute. In very tiny fine print on the TV commercial, it says includes auto delivery. What's auto delivery? They're not going to send you a car.
No, they're not.
Auto delivery means you're in essence signing up for a book of the month club type service. So you're going to get the shampoo once a month or once every 6 weeks.
Face creams are ones that we've heard
you're
about.
You're going to get the vitamins. But what is so irritating is they hide the fact. That's a great example of mouse print. They hide the fact in tiny print. They do not orally say and promote the item as this is a continuing service. Once a month, you'll receive a shipment if you're not happy with it. Remember how they used to do Book of the Month Club?
Oh, yeah.
And Record of the Month Club? If you're not happy with any of these selections this month, just send back the handy little card. Everybody understood what it was.
That's right. Because it was revealed up front. Right. I like your advice where you say get down really close to the TV screen so you can see what it's really saying.
Right, and even then, it goes by so quickly. You need a digital television, and some remotes have a freeze button to freeze it. That's the only way you can read the fine print because it goes by so quickly. If that happens to you, obviously try to reach the company. And it's funny how they're reachable when you're placing the order. They're not so reachable when you want to cancel.
Oh, I'm very inclined to call the sales side of something when I'm trying to get, not customer service, but the sales side.
Aha. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. You know, there's always the fallback of going through your credit card company. This is not what I ordered. This is not
what
that's
true. That is true. But then they're going to check with the company, and the company say, well, look here, Shirley just signed up for this, or Edgar signed up for this.
Right.
You know, it really is kind of a catch-22. And it may be a great product, and you may want to receive it. But the point is, if it isn't a great product and you don't want to receive more of them on a monthly basis, you better be very careful what you're signing up for.
Right. Absolutely. You know, one of the other problems we see with infomercial and products as seen on TV, they get you with a low price, only $9.99. Well, number one, that could be $9.99 a payment, because the real cost is much higher, or it could be $9.99 and then a little fine print again, plus postage, handling, shipping, processing. They have all kinds of names for it. And those charges are not particularly small. Very often, when you add in the extra cost of shipping, processing, and handling, it's more than the item cost itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're throwing on a free item, more fine print that says, well, you got to pay the processing, handling, and shipping on all that. So, I mean, I had an example in mouse print. I forget what the item was, but it was, you know, $9.99. When you added on all the extra charges plus for the second item, it was $35.
Wow. But they don't tell you that. And, of course, you don't. If you should decide to return the product, you don't get any of those fees.
Oh, no.
Refunded.
No. You'll get the $9.99 back, hopefully, but you're not going to get the processing and handling.
Exactly.
And it's just deceptive to me. Tell people what the real price is. And this goes for a whole bunch of services. Don't don't use these come-ons of a stripped-down price. I mean, obviously, if you're ordering from TV, you can't go in and pick it up and get it for that price.
No.
Well, if you can't actually get it for that price, you need to tell us what the real price is.
Yeah, I agree. And what are you going to – and this shipping and handling is such a broad statement that they can charge you, as you say, it can triple the price of a product.
And it's more than the cost of the postage.
Yeah.
They have now turned shipping and handling and processing into a profit center.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah, that really does aggravate me. I don't like it when I don't feel like somebody's being upfront with me, that they're being straight with me. Let's just give our listeners again, mouseprint.org is where you tackle the fine print. And I love some of the things that you do, especially in products that are being reduced in size
The
price is not being reduced, or where they reduce the content of a package and leave the package the same size. You know, those are some sneaky little things that we see. And you point them out, Edgar. I love reading Mouseprint. Just think it's so much fun. I love the way you follow toilet paper.
Do you know the original Charmin toilet paper was something like 600 or 650 sheets on a roll? The current double rolls are 164.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do believe it. I do believe it. Let's just take
it. So it's not your imagination. It's... You think the toilet paper is running out faster than it used to.
That's right. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Edgar Dvorsky. Edgar is the founder of ConsumerWorld.org and also its sister website, Mouseprint.org, which is just my fun. Those are two fun spots. In Consumer World, Edgar goes in, and I'm going to say this for you, Edgar, because I do really use it. I love it. I get emails from you, and I think that's absolutely fabulous. Consumer World tells you what's going on in the consumer world, just what it says. And then Mouseprint, and that tells you what's happening around the country. It tells you the interesting consumer headlines. And then Mouseprint is your investigations. Am I right, Edgar?
Exactly. That's my original writing. The stuff in Consumer World, I scour the internet every day looking for some of the best consumer reporting, the best consumer stories are out there, put it in the website. I have a free newsletter so people can, if you go to Consumer World, you can sign up once a week. You'll get all the top stories, a preview of what the new Consumer World homepage looks like, you know, money-saving tips, personal finance tips, bargains here and there, scam alerts.
You do a great job, and you know, absolutely. I've been a fan for years, so that's nothing new. I'm admitted first class fan here. Okay, now let's go talk about rental cars.
Sure,
it was very interesting. I don't know whether you were piggybacking in a study or this was a study that you were discussing in Consumer World, but it was about the difficulty in finding out whether or not you're getting a really good price when you rent a car.
Well, I tell you, there's a few problems with rental cars, and this kind of comes from personal experience, primarily because a friend comes to visit me in Boston once a month, and he comes up by train from New York, and he needs to get a rental car. And you go to a website, and I did it, and he did it. We both went to the Hertz website, and we put in the days for his trip, and all those specifications, and we found some discount coupon codes and put them in. And we got a list of prices. The first one on the list said 162, the next one 171, and the next two 189, and the list went on. To anybody looking at that, you would say, well, looks like the cheapest car is $162. And so I told him, $162 seems like it's the best you're going to do. You go ahead and book it. He came to the same conclusion. I don't know what it was. Something possessed me to go back to the Hertz website.
It's your inquiring mind.
And look, well, in part, actually, that is one of the consumer tips I discovered a few years ago. Just like airfares, rent-a-car prices are not fixed. They change as the winds blow, and as you get closer to the time of your trip, unlike airfares, sometimes car rental prices go down.
Mm-hmm.
So don't assume, you know, if you, you know, rent a car 6 weeks ahead of your trip, that price stays stagnant and straight through those 6 weeks. It doesn't. It varies weekly in some cases, and sometimes the closer you get to the actual trip date, the lower it goes. So for whatever reason, I went back and looked at the site, and I see the list of prices, 162, 171, 189, but when I scroll down to the bottom, all of a sudden there was a lower price, a $10 lower price. It was not in ascending order of price. It looked like it was low to high.
But oh, for goodness sakes.
They put the lowest price at the bottom of the list where I bet most people didn't look.
Never got down there.
You could resort everything and, you know, get the lowest price at the top of the list, but because they made the search results look like the lowest price was already there, why bother going down to the bottom? Because all you're going to see are higher prices. In this case, it was actually the lowest price.
That's amazing. That really and truly is. Well, yeah, because they're counting on us, as most of us think, well, okay, I've sorted this by price, and here's my lowest price. So, but in fact, yep. You haven't
there
done that at all.
$153 was at the bottom of the page. I can only assume some genius marketing person or tech person at the company did that. So, you know, there's an old thing, don't assume.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't assume, because it looks like you see the lowest price on top that it is. Go through the whole list and double check.
And I'm sure that you while you were looking at Hertz, because that happened to be the car that your friend was going to rent, I would suspect that you can do the same thing at other car rental agencies as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can use, you know, the various travel search engines to try to find the lowest price. It happened for this particular trip. It was cheaper. Very often Dollar in Boston is cheaper than Hertz. It depends. There's no rule of thumb. And that's kind of a key thing. There's no rule of thumb. You can't always, you know, go by old habits. Oh, because we got Hertz last time, it's going to be cheaper. Mm-hmm. We got Dollar last time. You always have to check.
Well, you know, I always tell consumers also, be sure that if you're driving from one state to another, that there are no restrictions on your crossing state lines. Or if you're going to pick it up in one state and drop it off in another, find out what the drop-off fees are. Because this can be more than the price of the car rental if you aren't careful.
Some of the contracts say you cannot take it out of the state.
That's right. Whoops, you just broke the law. And believe me, they can track you and know where you've been.
Right. That's a whole other thing with all kinds of tracking that could be in vehicles these days.
That's a whole other discussion for us to have, Edgar, about your lack of privacy when you're in your vehicle. You know, I guess you got to think about it. You got a guidance system in there. Somebody's tracking where you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. You can drive, but you can't hide.
Yeah.
That's just about the rest of it. We've only got about a minute. Tell our listeners, Consumer World, Mousesprint, how they get on your mailing list.
Well, basically, just visit consumerworld.org. Right at the top left-hand corner of the page, you'll see sign up for the free newsletter. Every Monday morning, you'll get a preview of the top consumer stories of the week, money-saving tips, a bargain, and you'll be an informed consumer. It's absolutely free. And then while you're on Mouseprint, if you click on the top right-hand corner of the page, you can visit mouseprint.org, see what original story I've posted there for the week. This week we're looking at Keurig coffee makers and how the new one only takes their own brand of pods. You can't buy a competitor's brand, just like an inkjet printer. You got to use Canon's things because they have a little computer chip on them.
That's the final word, Edgar. Thank you so much. It's been such fun, as always.
I always
learn so much about this business, especially go down to the bottom of the price list when you're renting a car. Thank you, Edgar. My guest has been Edgar Dworsky. He is a former Assistant Attorney General for Consumer Protection in the state of Massachusetts. He is the founder of ConsumerWorld.org and Mouseprint.org, and I heartily recommend that you visit those websites. They're really fun. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker, Shirley@callforaction.org. Thank you.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.